Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to an episode of Nerd Up. And Dalton's here.
Yay!
He's trying really hard not to laugh. Because Dalton's here, you know it's going to be a train wreck.
Motherfucker.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. I've also got Asa.
Finally some quality.
Fantastic. And Stephanie.
I don't say that too soon.
And then I've got a very jealous Shannon all up on me.
I desperately want to be on this show, but they bumped me for fucking Dalton.
It's accurate.
You can always run up to a microphone and like hijack it.
Yeah, so I'm CJ Tatum, and I gotta go.
Hi, Captain Valium.
It's
away.
So I do have Shannon, Allie, and Billy here in the Peanut Gallery tonight. So they're hanging out. I don't know why I didn't invite Shannon. I actually really wanted to invite Shannon to this show because I'm going to talk about all these new games.
Shout out to Shannon.
Because of the games that have come out, none of us are playing any of them. None of us on this show are playing any of the new games that came out. Shannon is playing all of them but Halo 5.
Well, you've got Halo, didn't you?
Halo 5.
I do have it.
Why do you need it?
Diablo.
Because I have pulled him into the realm of Diablo.
Right. Also, I have been driving all day. I literally got off the highway, drove straight here, pulled out my laptop and everything else, and now we're recording a show. It's a good time.
We had the table set up, at least.
You guys did have the table set up. I'm really happy about that. I'm expecting to come in here, and like Stephanie would have bailed out already, and like you two were just sitting on the couch playing video games and jerking each other off, whatever you two do when people aren't around.
Not him.
Oh, you know, that's fair.
Only him.
You know, it's like, what are that awkward thing where it's like, you're my best friend. Oh, that's nice. It's like, just kind of that awkward moment. Well, where
that's because Asa is my best friend.
But I'm his best friend.
Ooh.
Okay.
And Stephanie's here.
Hi.
So, yeah. Either way, so I'm glad that Shannon is at least in the Peanut Gallery because as most of you are well aware and probably playing instead of listening to this show, Fallout 4 came out.
Here he comes.
Here comes Shannon.
I'm done with him. I just got Ethan.
Yes, what's up?
Fallout 4, what are your thoughts so far?
I've only got to play about an hour or 2 hours of it, and it's amazing and really hard. I've died so many times in Fallout 4, more than I've ever died in any other Fallout, and it's discouraged me to the point that I went back to wrestling.
Wow.
Is it, now, is the difficulty because I know, because I've read up on it a little bit, is it because they changed the way that like all your items don't no longer degrade?
Or
so is it to make up for the is that to
or is it because you need to get good?
I yeah, need to get better because I'm a scrub. But honestly, one, it's because I can't mod it because I'm used to the PC version where I have Uber guns. And two, like
so you can't cheat.
Dalton's rubbing his head on me and I love it. And I think if I remember correctly, in the old Fallout games when you use stim packs, it was automatic, right?
I have no idea.
I think Vegas there was a time.
That's how it is in this one. Like, you hit a stim pack, and it takes a second for it to heal you. So if you're almost dead and you hit a stim pack, pointless. You got to plan ahead like The Witcher. But yeah, it's really good, and I want to play more of it. I'm probably going to bust it out here in a second. And I'll give it back to Dalton now. Mwah, bye.
Hey, Dalton's back.
Also, yay. you know who else knows that Fallout 4 came out?
Who's that?
Pornhub.
Yeah, I saw that!
Who saw a 10% drop in traffic on the day
that
Fallout 4 came out.
Neat.
I try my best to keep it up.
That's, that works in so many ways. Yeah, Dalton's here with the sex jokes. He's having a great time. So yeah, I going back to the original point of the story, though, I didn't really prepare anything for the show because, again, I've been driving and I haven't been able to really prepare anything because car. I've been able to think about stuff. Because car and alone.
If you would have tried, you could have at least like been on your phone, you know, just looking up, reading stuff.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah,
I have seen somebody read a book down the highway.
I've also seen that.
I've seen someone with a newspaper on the highway.
That's
who
the
and
most...
why.
Well, what's the traffic report today?
Gonna be an accident on I-55 around.
Wait a minute, this is tomorrow's paper. Did we just write M. Night Shyamalan's next movie?
I think we did. I mean, it's better than the last several movies he shat out.
But it's not M. Night Shyamalan, because then, like, at the end of it, he's going to realize that he's his own mom.
So, what?
Oh, you want us to fast forward to 3 weeks ago, when you were alive? That was for the Rick and Morty folks. I know. It's okay, Dalton. Dalton hasn't watched the show.
They shouldn't be allowed to work on other things. It should just be Rick and Morty. 100 years Rick and Morty.
I mean, that's what animation people do. They lock them in a box and just have them work on that for 3 months at a time, and then give them food, and then go for another 3 months.
Because I really need season 3 of Rick and Morty right now.
Yeah, I want to know what happens.
I also want to. Because it's like, quite the cliffhanger.
Because I feel like there's, you know, the clear answer for the cliffhanger is, okay, you know, and then it's going to set up for the rest of the season. But I also think that Rick and Morty is the type of show that is just going to be like, nope, different style show now. We're going to switch up the format. It's going to be, you know,
Summer and
him,
Morty.
Him there. And then cutting to, like, the family having to deal with the fallout of, like, all these weird aliens and interdimensional creatures, like, showing up.
Yeah.
So what's everybody playing if they're not playing all the things?
Diablo.
I've been playing a whole lot of Diablo. Asa and I have really been kind of plowing through that. And it's a lot of fun. I
may or may not have thought, like, well, if I sit at the end, I can still see the TV. Well, but, you know, I'm going to...
Asa needs to...
Give it my all. Yeah.
There's consoles about 10 feet away from him, and he's wondering if he can finagle away.
That's why I already unplugged my PlayStation and put it away.
To play it while he's trying to do this.
I can do both, you guys.
And then, from my understanding, Dalton is playing Recital Practice.
Recital Practice until Friday. I'm buying Assassin's Creed Syndicate tomorrow because I'm going to get it on a good deal. And then I'm buying Battlefront on Wednesday. And then Friday, super fun video game time. Probably going to put a couple hours into Battlefront and then try to get into Assassin's Creed. Because Unity sucked so hard. I've heard great things about Syndicate, so I'm really hoping for a revival.
I've also heard great things about Syndicate.
Did they learn how to animate women this time? Or?
I hope they learned how to animate a game. Because Unity was unplayable.
Yeah, I know it.
I just hope they made the game, you know, yeah, playable. Yeah. Like, not bugged to shit.
Assassin's Creed Unity was a blooper reel for glitches. I thought I was on my YouTube app for the first 2 hours.
But not like Bethesda, like, it's charming while all the glitches that happen. Yeah. Just straight up,
well,
like...
until your data gets corrupted completely.
If you see a saber-toothed tiger slowly float towards the sun, it's majestic.
That sounds majestic.
I feel like Assassin's Creed Unity should have had the Benny Hill theme music the whole time. Because that's what it felt like. But yeah, no, I'm going to... Battlefront is the game that I skipped Fallout 4. Wait, I'm going to wait for that to go cheap so I can play Battlefront.
Gotcha. So what else is coming? Black Ops 3. Yep. I played like 3 matches of it. It's fun. I just haven't played anything since. That's another one I think Shannon's put more time into me. I think I hear him moving.
Nope.
Safe. Okay.
I'm just so terrible at Call of Duty that it's... The trailers made it look really good, and the new zombie like mode that's almost like a separate campaign, yeah. It seems like, looks yeah. really fun. It's one of those things where if enough people are like convince me to try it, then I might end up picking up like a copy once it goes cheap, but it's not. I'm just so bad at the Call of Duty games. I've always been more Halo.
Which I'm really excited for you to get an Xbox One so we can play Halo.
I am too. I want one so bad.
But we can just play Diablo until then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Lots of all 6 characters, level 70. We're doing it. I'm doing it. I don't care. Don't look at me with that hesitation, Jesse. It's happening.
I'll run that ride with you.
This is addiction at its finest.
Yes.
No, see,
I know, and I'm fine with it.
You cut to the other room, and there's Steven alone playing Destiny when just sad music plays.
That's another game that I need to start putting some time into. Destiny. I keep telling myself I'm going to put hours.
Steven's been playing Diablo with us.
Yeah, he has been playing a bit of Diablo. Well, like, Steven and I both decided we kind of want to take a little bit of a break from Destiny because for the last... I mean, like, we've been playing it pretty steadily since release date, but for the last, like, 4 months, we have been just... hard and heavy into Destiny, especially like when Taken King came out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're stepping back for a little while, and yeah, I mean, I haven't played Destiny in like a week now, which is probably the longest amount of time I've spent off of Destiny since the game came out. I missed a Xur day.
Whoa!
I mean, I was in I was in Mississippi, which is why I missed a Xur day. But
yeah.
And this the end of recovery. We're getting the nice spectrum.
Nope.
I'm just jumping one addiction to another.
He's just switching from meth to heroin.
That's accurate.
No, Halo came out, which you have. You just haven't been playing.
Accurate. Same thing with Black Ops.
Yeah. Oh, do you have Black Ops?
Yeah. I bought it to play with a certain someone on the Extra Life Day. But then that certain someone just kind of like skipped the first half or like the middle chunk of the day.
Suck it.
And by the time he came back, I had to leave to celebrate my birthday.
Was your birthday on Saturday?
No.
No one can hear this.
Suck it.
So I sound like I'm having a conversation with myself.
Yeah.
Jesse's
just alone in a room with some microphones. None of us are here.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's Tanner. We just all laugh at jokes that no one can hear because Tanner's not actually there. Did he actually boot off Ethan on Tanner Thursday?
Yeah, we were there. I was there. He did. Did he?
I don't know.
Aliens.
That's the thing. I haven't listened to that show.
I haven't had a chance
to
listen to it yet.
It sounded pretty... Well, he booted him off. Air quotes. By boot off, I mean...
silence.
He was sitting by Ethan waiting for his time to make the joke. Solid joke.
Wait, yeah, were you here the night we recorded that?
I was sitting right there.
Are you sure?
Yes. I kept interrupting Tanner, which I realized was a bad idea, because he's way larger than I am.
That's right. And then we discussed that Ace is going to be Tanner's Paul Heyman, which I hear you've agreed to.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Just... Yeah.
I feel like Zack Ryder right now.
Just to be anyone's Paul Heyman.
Pushed down.
Yeah, you were like heel number three now.
Oh,
or number
God.
Two, depending on who you ask.
Skip.
Who knows? All right, we'll stop talking about that. Hey, Stephanie, what are you playing?
I'm stuck in my handheld games right now. Shovel Knight came out for the 3DS, and I picked that up, and I'm trying to get through Bravely Default. I'm on chapter 8 out of 8 / the secret chapter, and it's so hard not to spoil Bravely Second for myself, because there's characters I want to know more about, and it requires reading into what the sequel's going to be next year. And I'm at the end of the game, and it's spoilers for stuff I'm going to be doing in about an hour or two. It's like, you know, yeah. I could wait, or I could just spoil and find out what Ringabel's doing. But yeah, I'm stuck in handheld land right now.
Which is a fine place to be
stuck
in.
I don't have a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One, so...
I haven't played my 3DS in so long now.
I love my 3DS. But yeah, that's what I'm playing. I'm playing Bravely Default and Shovel Knight.
Gotcha. And then the Animal Crossing Party. That was the other one that came out.
Those amiibos are adorable, by the way.
Yeah, I've seen them.
They're so
cool.
Cute.
And they're actually like surprisingly widely available.
Yes.
Like, I was in, whenever I was on my trip, I went into four different places, and they were just completely loaded, particularly this Best Buy I went to. They had at least 200 different amiibos, and most of them were, like, the, well, not different ones, like, 200 amiibos. Mm-hmm. And most of them were, like, you know, their restocks of the harder-to-find ones, like Fox, Little Mac, Marth, who else did they re-release? Dark Pit, a few others. Still neither of the ones that I needed. And then, yeah, an entire wall dedicated to the Animal Crossing ones.
There was a lot of Mewtwo, too. I've seen Mewtwo a lot around town this weekend.
So. Which I need to pick up from Best Buy because I actually did pre-order it.
A lot around town.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's super fun. But, all these new games coming out. None of us are playing them.
Another one that came out that we didn't mention that I think could at least deserves a nod is the new Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh,
came out. I've heard really good things about.
Because it starts out as an Xbox One exclusive. It's going to hit a PlayStation console early next year.
Not sure.
Has anybody heard about the reception for Guitar Hero and Rock Band? I haven't heard a darn thing about it since
it came
out.
I heard they're both fantastic.
Oh, they're already out?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been out since October.
I didn't see that, like, because I
haven't heard anybody talking about them.
The build, like, the trailer and everything for made it sound like, okay, it's making a huge comeback, like, it's going to be, like, super popular again, and I had not heard a word about either of them.
I mean, we've had a few people asking about them here at Gaming Grounds, conveniently located on 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs, but we haven't, like, actually had one in stock, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to try one. I know Shannon tried Guitar Hero and was a big fan of that one. I've heard Rock Band 4 is awesome. I mean, it's a lot of classic Rock Band, just, you know, prettier now and with more songs. I keep meaning to buy it because they said all the 360 instruments will work. Mm-hmm. And I've got a full set of the 360 instruments still. And they said I could transfer all my songs from the 360 to the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep meaning to get it. But then I don't think anybody would play it with me. So I haven't gotten it.
I think you have to buy an adapter for that. I think it's like $50.
50
Ow.
I think I saw it at work. I saw a little Rock Band box and I was like, what the hell is this going to do? And I read it and I was like, oh, it's an adapter.
Why don't you just be a USB hub?
Oh,
I'm sure. Yeah, that's kind of what it almost has to be.
Because there's only two USB ports on the... Well, there's more in the back, I think. But not many. No, never mind. There's none on the back. So yeah, there's two USB ports on the Xbox One, and obviously you need four for the stuff.
For the full set.
Yeah. There's three on the Xbox One? Okay, so three on the Xbox One. So yeah, I don't know. That would be really funny though. Mm-hmm. They're charging $50 for a Rock Band branded USB hub.
You can get Guitar Hero new for like $100. I mean, that's still expensive,
right? Because that gets you the guitar in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I keep looking at it, just wanting to buy it. Cause I'm just like, oh, I want to play it, but $100.
Right.
It's kind of like Lego Dimensions. Like if I was going to buy $100 for a game,
that was so heartbreaking for me.
I was there when you found out.
Yeah, because it was like we were talking about like all the Lego Dimensions trailers look so great and everything looked like it was going to be
just build the figures. They come in the box
and
pieces.
That's the thing that I loved is actually having like an actual like Lego thing that you can redo and like do it differently than just what the box says.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost decided just you know what like yeah screw it I'm just going to get it. Let's see how much the base game is. Base game's like $100. And then, so I'm like, okay, that's a bummer, but I get it. You know, you have to get the portal and everything. But then, as opposed to, like, Amiibos being $12 and, like, the Disney Infinity figures being, like, $12 to $14, every single Lego Dimension thing was a two-pack, and they were, like, $24 to $30.
Yeah, $25 for the two-pack of Lego Dimensions and $30 for the play packs,
mm-hmm.
which give you, like, a character, an accessory, and then a level.
It is a rough time to be a parent right now.
Seriously.
Like, I'm like my our parents all lucked out that they didn't have to buy all that stuff for us.
Lego Dimensions is such a massive cash grab.
It is, but I still
bought the Portal Pack just because. Like I'm not gonna buy the game.
Yeah.
But I almost bought the Portal Pack because it's awesome.
I could have Lego Chell, that's great. Portal uh-huh. 2 is awesome.
And a Lego I think it's a Lego Companion Cube, and then the other piece in there is a is it a Lego Wheatley, maybe? I don't remember.
Did they make one of Atlas and Peabody, or am I imagining that?
I think you're imagining that.
Dang it.
Because I think there's only that, I think there's only that triple pack.
I tried.
That was adorable.
I think it's just that triple pack, which, yeah, it's Chell, Companion Cube, and Wheatley, I think. So, yeah, that's kind of neat. Christmas is going to be rough for parents, especially with all these different toys, their different compatibilities. Like, between Amiibos, Skylanders. There's apparently another Skylander set out
yep,
now.
It just came out. Supercharged, I think is what it called.
Yeah.
With the vehicles? With the vehicles.
Oh, it's a son of... Yeah. And where I work at, and you guys probably got it way worse at GameStop than where I'm at, but I still get, like, the random customer asking me these questions. And the thing of it is we sell more than video games, so I'm not expected to know everything. So they'll come up to me with a box and ask me, and then I'll just flip it over and read it to them. And they just look at me like I'm dumb, and I was just like, it's that easy, guys.
No, what we would get at ye old GameStop or ye old game store was parents coming in looking for a specific one. No other ones. That entire wall does not have the one I'm looking for. Is there any way, could you get this one figure that this kid, he's got all 50 other except for this one. He's missing 51. He's missing gosh dang Mewtwo.
And then you have to explain Mewtwo's what capitalism
is. Mewtwo's
not
51. No, nope, Mewtwo is 151.
Pokemon.
Oh, 150?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yep.
Mew's 150, and I was off by a number. I was close, but not quite. I'm going to step up my Pokemon game, do better in the future.
I have faith in you. I think you can do it.
Thanks, Jesse.
The big problem with, I think where Stephanie was going to go with this.
Maybe.
They would ask for the one in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem at GameStop is that there's no specific SKU for each individual figure.
Yes.
And I want to say that's where Stephanie was going to go with it, because they would ask, like, do you have this one? Is it on the wall? Well, we didn't see it, but we haven't looked yet. I can look with you. You don't have it in your computer? They're listed as Skylander's toy. Every single one of them, Skylander's toy.
Or it'd be a rare one. It was like, well, what does it look like? And we're like getting on Google and trying to figure out what this thing looks like to see if we've got it. And
that was the best when they would come in and they wouldn't know the figure.
Mm-hmm.
And they would ask about the figures. Like,
you got the blue one with the, he got the spinny thing on his head. What?
Like, look, I'm really sorry. Skylanders, I've not been paying attention to, ma'am. I can't. Yeah. I cannot help you unless you have unless you have to help me.
What's that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio in it? Go Kill Yourself. different show, different time. Just the same thing.
See,
so yeah, I can only imagine the nightmare that working GameStop is going to be this holiday season.
Yeah, especially if like the trend of the Skylanders continues and they all end up initially that, because haven't the first like few expansions been kind of hard to get a hold of initially?
Not really.
No.
I've seen them pretty steadily at Target. Like, they have entire aisles now for these toys.
They're not Nintendo. No. They put out plenty so they can sell them.
Hey-o.
Well, there are certain figures, though, that they run out of real bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember back in Giants, it was Ningini. Because the way they released the Skylanders originally, like or for the Giants anyway, they would release them in waves. So, like, originally there were only two Giants available, and then they would release another set of, like, another two Giants, and then another two Giants. And, you know, or one Giant, then one Giant. Yeah, that's how that worked out. And what ended up happening, they would ship us, or just ship them to us in boxes of six.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
I've been playing with the things, and I couldn't get it around my knuckle. Anyway, go ahead, keep going.
All right, okay, cool. So they would ship them to us in boxes of six, and as, like, more would come out, they would start splitting up the shipment. So, like, I think the original was the big stump guy. So we'd get boxes of six of the stump dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what his name is.
Irrelevant.
And then the next one that came out would be, like, Eyebrawl. So then we would get three stump dudes and three eyebrawls. And then, like, another one would come out, two of each. And then another one come out. We'd get two stump guys, because reasons. And then we'd get the rest of them split up between the other ones. And when Ningini finally came out, so we were only getting one Ningini per box.
Now you understand why I hate collecting figures with Build-A-Figures in it, because that's exactly how that works.
Yeah, that's rough. So yeah, what ended up happening is we had 5 million stump guys, because at least one of him came in every, or at least two of him came in every box, but Ningini was constantly sold out because they would only send us one at a time. They only ever sent us one at a time.
I'll trade you Dave guy for Ranger guy.
Steven Universe joke for those of you out there paying attention.
They're on hiatus, speaking of general nerdy stuff that we're not talking about.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I need Steven Universe to come back.
I do,
it's another
too.
Great cartoon.
I just need to start watching stuff.
But, you do.
But Flash.
Flash is great. I also watched The Flash.
I cried at the season finale. That was
season one finale?
Yeah, what'd I say? Season 2 finale?
No, you just said season finale.
Well, there's only been one so far. Can we assume?
Oh, that's right.
Huh.
I keep thinking because Arrow's in, like, season 5 Flash has been... Or, yeah, season 4. I keep thinking Flash has been around longer than it has been. Because it's already way better than Arrow. I said it. Come at
me. I still haven't seen any of it. I need to... It's one of those things where it's like, I'm going to watch Arrow, the third season of Arrow and first season of Flash simultaneously.
That's fair.
But I just... Diablo, man.
Well, actually, you don't want to watch the first season of Arrow and the first season of Flash simultaneously. You want to watch
two
seasons of the Flash or the Arrow, rather.
Well, I mean the third season, because I've already seen the first two seasons of Arrow. Okay, I need to see the third season of Arrow and the first season of Flash. Yeah,
both of them are on Netflix now.
I know they are.
We can Netflix and chill.
Because that was the day that everything came out on Netflix. That was the day that the 10th season of Supernatural came out. Arrow, the Flash, American Horror Story. I want to say Doctor Who was right around that same time. Yeah, that was a big day for...
Yeah, I'm still plowing through, like, my Netflix queue from that.
Yeah.
It's a...
What? I'm looking at you that time. I didn't even do anything to prompt a joke.
Well, because, like, you were doing your normal smiling thing. You were just looking at me, like, with like, bedroom eyes. And I can't handle that right now. Oh, you're still...
Zing.
Netflix and don't touch me. Let's watch the show.
Nintendo Direct, that was a thing. We'll just chug right on.
Well, that actually had a couple of pretty newsworthy things.
Right.
Because I pulled up my cheat sheet of stuff that's happened this week.
They essentially announced a third part of Fire Emblem Fates, or if.
And I actually, I haven't been able to check into Nintendo Direct because, again, been out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And have been completely disconnected from the world.
They've shown, like, a collector's edition. I think it's only announced for Japan, but it's going to have both games in it. And then a quote-unquote third part of the story that's going to wrap everything up. So there's three games to the story, potentially.
I mean, I'm kind of okay with that as long as there's three games worth of content.
Yes.
Because I know, like, it's already supposed to be two games. Like, they went Pokemon on us.
They did.
But the way the games work is kind of brilliant. For those of you that haven't looked into it, looking at the other two guys at the table. I'm a huge Fire Emblem fan, if you guys didn't know that.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, I know, but...
was that Happy or
Macaulay Culkin?
Oh, okay, yeah. That'll work. Anyway, and the new one is coming out in, like, there's going to be two versions of it, and basically it's going to tell like two alternate storylines for the game. One of them is going to be more like one of them is going to play out more like a traditional Fire Emblem game. The other one's going to be apparently much harder, and the story's going to be a little deeper because you're actually playing on what would traditionally be called the enemy side. So, yeah, like, I'm pretty interested in that. So there's a third one coming out?
That's what it looked like. Like, okay. they were hinting at that there's going to be a third, because it'll come with some sort of code to let you get that when it comes out.
Okay, because I know in Japan, the two games have been out, like, they're called IF in Japan.
Yeah.
And they've been out for a couple of months now. Then, yeah, Fates is going to be the U.S. release, early 2016, last I heard. And then Cloud for Super Smash Brothers. So that was huge news.
Another character for me to get demolished by.
I don't know where the hate for Cloud is coming from. It's just like, oh, another anime dude with the sword. He's the anime dude with
Shannon's,
the sword.
Shannon's losing his mind in the background. He seems to be very excited.
Fight me, IRL.
And let me take a break.
Let me jump in on this real quick. Here's the reason I hate that Cloud's in the game. Cloud has never been in a Nintendo game.
Neither has some of those other characters, though.
Which ones?
Snake.
Metal Gear on Nintendo.
Yeah. They released a lot of the Metal Gear games, and the original like Metal Gear was NES.
And GameCube, Twin Snakes.
Yep,
Twin Snakes. You're just mad because it's not Squall.
Yes, I am, but that's not the point. No, seriously, Cloud has never been on a Nintendo game.
Who cares?
If you're going to put in a character for a Nintendo game, do a Moogle, do a Chocobo, do one of the characters from 4 or 6.
Yes,
they were popular.
The Chocobo's going to hold that sword real well.
He has a mouth.
Yes, and he's gonna fall over.
But do you think people would buy a Chocobo DLC, or are people more likely gonna buy a Cloud?
That's exactly what it is. They knew Cloud would sell the best because he will. But I still hold to some standard that Smash Brothers was for Nintendo fans to celebrate Nintendo's history. That's what Smash Brothers is. It's Nintendo characters coming together and fighting. Cloud has never been on Nintendo, ever.
Sonic?
He does not belong in Smash.
I mean,
Sonic's been on Nintendo.
But he's not associated with Nintendo.
But
that's
at least he's been on Nintendo.
But he's
Cloud
not a
is
Nintendo.
The only character that has never been on a Nintendo system.
But you could argue that there have been Final Fantasy games on Nintendo.
There you go.
That's what I was about to say.
And the theater rhythm game has Cloud in it, and it's on the 3DS. So there you go.
She just proved her point, yeah. I concede the
back
point.
Down.
I'm going to go sit back down, Stephanie.
Go back to WWE.
Door for you.
Okay.
She got me.
Yep. Steph wins.
Steph did win.
He just mad it ain't Squall.
She just Holly Holmed him.
I'm mad it's not Orin, but we can't all get what we want.
I don't care.
I mean, I think it's cool because I mean, I get Shannon's point about it not being like a Nintendo character, but at the same time, I think Smash has moved from being just like celebrating Nintendo's history to just gaming history.
Should have been a Mankey.
They didn't sell out. They bought in, Shannon.
They bought in. They invested.
Well, clearly they're not too interested in making money with it. Otherwise, Amiibos would be more readily available.
What if they make a Cloud Amiibo?
They will. Yeah, they will. Because they're making Roy as well. And
Ryu?
Yeah. Roy and Ryu. They're doing both.
Okay.
I mean, he's the anime character with the sword as far as gaming is concerned.
That's true. And then, like, I also liked Ace's explanation. I was about to just build on that. Like, you know, Final Fantasy did start on the Nintendo consoles, and what better character to represent the Final Fantasy franchise
is
than
the most popular one. Most popular character from the most popular game.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Everybody needs to calm down.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's the most popular character from that franchise.
Yeah.
Even if Cloud has never been officially on his own, I guess, series, been a main protagonist. I don't know how theater rhythm works, but I imagine that Cloud is not the primary protagonist.
No, it's like a bunch of different ones. They announced another Final Fantasy during the Nintendo Direct.
Really?
It's one of those ones with, like, the crystals and everything that, you know, Bravely Default did way better than the other ones. And then Europe's getting a really awesome collector's edition for Bravely Second that hasn't been announced for over here, but I've got my fingers crossed, so.
Yeah, I mean, the collector's edition for the first one sold really, really well in the U.S.
This one's got an Agnes figurine in it.
Ooh.
And a bigger art book.
that's cool.
Whoa.
Yeah, because the art book was kind of lame for the first one. And I almost flipped the first collector's edition because I bought it for $50 from GameStop. Mm-hmm. And within 3 days, it was going for like $150 online. I was like, oh, man.
Tempting.
Very tempting. But then I'd be a dirty reseller.
I was getting ready to say, like, yeah, but, you know, we know how Jesse feels about scalpers, don't we?
We do. Oh, he does not approve. He does not approve.
Speaking of scalpers, we kind of brushed upon, the Nuka-Cola kind of thing,
mm-hmm,
with Target, man, they were dumb. Jones Soda and Bethesda, did you hear about it?
No.
They released Nuka-Cola.
I mean, I've heard about that part.
Like, yeah. Apparently they only gave, like, the stores, like, 2 cases. And if you got Nuka-Cola at GameStop, say you're still working there, and you got 2 cases of it, would you, in fact, hold one for the selling day to buy it? Because that's what happened. There was a lot of reports of stores, employees holding it for themselves and then buying it all out. They also didn't put a sell cap on it, saying you can, like, so the ones that actually were able to buy it, they just bought the whole fucking case and walked out. So that was a horrible idea. Because we, like, at my place, we sell Jones Soda, and everybody's like, oh, you have Nuka-Cola? It's like, we're not Target.
Yeah, and it was a Target exclusive.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And everybody got all mad about it. So I really hope they sell it, because I would like to have a bottle of it. Right. I would like to have two. I would like to drink one, because I like Jones Soda, and then I'd like to have one to keep. So that way I could kind of have a little display.
And it's one of the pre-existing flavors of Jones Soda, right?
I'm sure it's the wild berry one that's blue.
Yeah, that's accurate, because I remember Hunter saying that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a pre-existing flavor, so like if you really want to drink one, I mean, you got it. But yeah, I would also kind of like to have one just for the novelty of it. But Hunter said he went to the local Target. Hunter Hendricks, you know, close personal friend, local celebrity. Sorry, I gotta get that plug in, I guess. Either way, he picked up his Fallout on Fallout Day, and he went to Target. Apparently, our Target only got, like, or the employees may have bought it. According to the employees there, our Target only got, like, 4 6-packs or 4-packs, whichever they're sold in.
4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they got, like, 4 4-packs, and they were gone immediately. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That could be the case there, because, yeah, that should happen all the time at GameStop. Like, if we got something in, and we're like, oh, yeah, it was, like, employees got to it first.
Right.
Like, I remember there was one Black Friday, we had this stupid deal on the PS3s, and we had a stupid trade-in deal on PS3s, where basically the way it worked out, you could trade in your PS3, get this one, you would still have leftover store credit. Like, it was when the third generation of them came out, like the ones with the slide tops. So, yeah, I traded in my 120 gig second generation PS3 for a 250 gig third generation PS3 with the Uncharted collection and the Infamous collection, and I had $20 in store credit left over. We got those systems in. We got 6 of them in. 5 of them went to employees. We had 1 for sale for the actual, like, public.
Assholes.
Right?
But I'm just as bad. How do you think I'm getting Assassin's Creed tomorrow? Mm. Well, fuck, I didn't say where I work. It's cool.
You haven't yet.
two other announcements that they did from the Nintendo Direct is they're doing the HD remake coming out on March 4th of Twilight Princess, mm-hmm, which, eh.
I mean, I like Twilight Princess. I
thought it was all right. Like, my big problem with Twilight Princess, I had that game paid for 3 years before it came out. Because I pre-ordered it on the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is the version you wanted.
Yes.
Because that was the version that worked.
Yes. And they had the game ready. Like, mm-hmm, it got pushed back once, and at that point it was like a year and a half, like, when it was supposed to come out. And then they're like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and port this over to the Wii so we can make it a launch title on the Wii. And then they delayed it another year and a goddamn half. See, I had this game paid off for 3 years. I finally got it. I'm like, oh, yeah, Zelda time, baby. And then I'm like, well, that was okay.
Yeah. That one's not a huge, or, I mean, it's big, but it's not the biggest one. People are still waiting for the Zelda Wii U game.
They're making an amiibo for it, too. Like, have you seen the Wolf Link and Midna amiibo thing? Mm-mm. They're making an amiibo for it.
I'm going to have to get that.
Midna's pretty cool. I liked her as a companion.
I mean, she's definitely been one of the better companions of the Zelda series.
Yep.
But the one that I'm super excited for is they finally gave it a release date, April 22nd, 2016, Star Fox Zero.
Yes.
Fuck yes.
I just really hope it looks a whole lot better than what it did at E3 last year.
Bump them graphics.
Yeah.
Because it looked a whole lot like Star Fox Assault on GameCube.
Uh-huh.
And that's making me real nervous.
They released a new trailer, too. It looks better.
They still got time.
But...
They still got time.
I mean, April, that's...
Yeah.
Plenty of time. Because
Star Fox 64 was probably...
I love Star Fox 64.
Yes. It was probably my favorite game on the Nintendo 64. And, I mean, there's a lot of titles in the N64 that were just...
All-time classics. All-time greats.
Absolutely. So for me to say... And when I say that Star Fox 64 was my favorite title in the 64, understand that I understand the weight that holds.
You can enjoy it by yourself. You can play it with your siblings. You can play it with your friends. Like, it's just an all-around great game.
It was so good.
It was never old. You could pick it up and play it from the beginning over and over and over again and not get bored with it.
I would do that in an afternoon.
Yeah.
I'd get home from school. I'm like, I want to play something. Well, I've already beaten Ocarina of Time twice. I'll go ahead and beat Star Fox for the 40th time.
I'm going to go this route this time. There were different routes you could take. If you went certain paths, if you wanted to pass that train level up, you could, because that train level just needs to go away.
That level was... Because that was the first... Well, I guess it was only the second Star Fox game. Because
you had to keep up with the train. And if you didn't, you were
in trouble. That level was awful.
You had to do was follow the train, CJ.
All the land-based levels.
Fuck you, Big Smoke. I just made myself angry. I'm sorry. Goddamn. GTA San Andreas.
Oh, I was like, do you need
to talk about? Yeah, for a second I thought you were talking about.
I was there.
That you're on the when you're on the dirt bike and you got to follow...
Because for a second I thought you were talking about CJ Tatum again.
No, I'm talking about
fucking... He sounded way too amped for that to be CJ Tatum.
I know. And then I was... And the only reason... Because I never played San Andreas. I just remember you telling me this story before.
You've never played San Andreas?
Huh.
Oh, honey. Oh, dear sweet baby child.
Here's the thing about Grand Theft Auto and me.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you don't like Grand Theft Auto games.
Correct. I like GTA 5. The online playing with you guys is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I dislike Grand Theft Auto for a lot of the same reason that I dislike Fallout and Elder Scrolls. There's too much to do. I can't do sandbox games anymore, which is really unfortunate because Crackdown was one of my favorite games ever. Crackdown was awesome.
I was so bummed about the second one.
Yeah,
just
me too.
Such a disappointment.
And Crackdown 1 was such a great surprise because the only reason I bought it was because if you bought the first Crackdown, you got in the Halo 3 beta.
Yep.
And that was the only reason I bought it. And then it ended up being an incredible game.
I also missed the weekend that the Halo 3 beta was.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which I was fine because I had Crackdown. And I was awesome. What the? This is amazing.
It's true. Did you ever play Crackdown, Dalton?
Mm-hmm. No. It did remind me, though, that comment. The only time I've ever played a beta, or kind of a beta, and you might remember this whenever Star Wars Episode 3 came out. If you bought it, I was able to rent it at Movie Gallery in Perryville, but it came with a copy, like a two-level demo of Battlefront, one of the Battlefronts.
Ooh.
And I rented that movie, watched it, was just like, oh, cool, Star Wars is over. And then I started playing that, and that's why I've been into the Star Wars games ever since. That's why I played all the...
You remember when betas were called demos?
I was going to say, do you remember demo discs?
No, demo discs.
The only reason you would ever buy, like,
GamePro Magazine and EGM. Mm-hmm. Yeah, demos.
I had some dude try to trade in some discs the other day, and they were demo discs.
We get those here all the time, too.
Back when GameStop was EB, so like way back when, people would trade in those Burger King King games.
How much do those go for
MF'er's place of business will sell you a used copy of Sneak King for $5.
Seven.
And 99 cents.
Is it seven?
It's $6.99.
Even better.
Jesus.
They even better.
Somehow.
They're never going to sell that game.
If you come in tomorrow in between that time frame, you can get it for $3.40,
$3.50. Oh, yeah. Or I can buy it here for 50 cents.
But why? Support local business. Oh, we're corporate.
This is way more of a local business than...
Yeah, and we don't even take those games anymore unless it's in just a pile of crap that we don't want to offend the customer trading in because they've got good stuff we actually do want. Oh, man. Yeah, no. $6.99. That's ridiculous.
Sorry, guys.
So going back, though, demo discs.
I don't think they paid that much when they first got it.
No, they got it from his toys. Yeah, yeah, like, or it was like a Burger King kids meal toy.
Mm-hmm. I think you may have paid a dollar or two.
Yeah, I think it was like a dollar extra or something ridiculous like that. Yeah. But
and then sneaky. It was weird because it played on, because it's actually an Xbox game.
For real? Because
you could play it on the original Xbox or the Xbox 360, which meant it was an Xbox game and the 360's backwards compatibility worked.
Yay! Something you couldn't do now.
Well, that was the other thing that I was going to mention if we ran out of things to talk about is they Microsoft announced the initial list of games that are backwards compatible for the Xbox One.
I mean,
from
it's,
the 360.
It's live now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, they didn't announce it, but it went live.
Yeah. First day I heard it was a little bit rough, but the apparently it's all good now.
Which, I mean, that's honestly, we're at a point with games that day one is never going to be 100%. No matter what
it is.
At least
for updates and stuff like
updates
that.
Updates, and yeah, it's so... They kind of get a pass. Like, it's one of those things where people complain about Fallout with the release and that, well, it's a Bethesda game, so it's going to be buggy and glitchy and stuff.
Oh, those never get fixed.
Well, but, I mean, but I mean, they do constantly... Like, they've already announced, like, updates coming and stuff like that. Right. So, I mean, eventually, like, the glaring, like, game-breaking ones will be.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that Bethesda has done since, like, Oblivion.
But
they just...
Like I said earlier, sometimes they're charming. Like, that makes your day.
But yeah, the big thing about, like, the Bethesda games, though, the reason they're so buggy is because they are so gigantic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, it's understandable, but they're, like, that was the big debate that I saw on PC Master Race, the subreddit, was, well, yeah, we understand why it happens, but in 2015, we're paying, you know, $60 for this new release. Is it really acceptable for it to be this buggy? Like, can't they kind of beef up their, especially with the amount of money that it's making?
That's true.
Can they not beef up their R&D department or, you know, game testing or...
And, I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, with as big as that game is, like, there are certain things. Like, with Fallout New Vegas, there were a ton of people getting just that weird head glitch on the doctor in the opening area. I don't understand how, like, game testers didn't catch that bug. Because that was, like, a significant portion of the community was getting that one.
Well, and it's not... I honestly don't even think it's the game... It's game testers... like, it's not their fault, because earlier, before we started, we were talking about, like, Ninja Brian going on the Game Grumps. And so Game Grumps doing the Sonic Boom playthrough.
Oh, God.
So great.
At the end of it, they're going through the credits, and Danny's reaction is amazing when they get to quality assurance. What? Oh, do they mean, like, koala? Like, K-O-A-L-A?
No, why didn't you cue your A?
And so, but then apparently, like, Aaron or Danny or one of them, like, ran into someone from the QA team. And they're like, hey, you know, we loved your videos. They're great. We told them. Like, we went to them and said, hey,
your game's broken.
Shit's fucked. And they just didn't really
do it.
So
we'll do it in a patch on release day.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard to.
Except for in the case of Sonic Boom, where they're just like, eh.
No, they're literally
patches?
Like Sonic's literally spawning further up the map in the T pose. Like, the computer put him there. Like, he's gonna be there in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, sure what he's doing yet, but he's gonna be there waiting.
Running on nothing.
Running on nothing.
Characters spawning and despawning in the middle of cutscenes randomly.
The Sonic or the Knuckles glitch, where you can just fly up and jump over, like, entire levels and then get to the
end. Their gameplay, they skipped, like, 30-40% of the game because they were able to just, like, do this jump glitch with Knuckles where they jumped over into the next area.
If you jump...
Fantastic.
If you double jump with Knuckles and then hit the pause screen and then unpause it and double jump again, you can keep going. You can just keep going indefinitely and jump over the level to the end.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So they skipped a bunch of puzzles and stuff because all that they just, nope.
Oh, that's so good.
We'll use Knuckles.
Man, either way, there's always going to be, like, I guess the point I was getting to is there's always going to be bugs that a small percentage of the community is going to find that, you know, maybe when it was going through testing, that was never found because,
just because no one did this very specific set of steps to
make
trigger
it happen.
Yeah.
And it makes sense when that happens.
Oh, yeah. And it definitely makes sense in a game that size, too.
Right. Like I said, Fallout New Vegas didn't have much of an excuse because, again, the dude that, like, says, like, you know, he does the intro stuff where you make your character and everything like that in New Vegas. He would sit down and his head would start spinning, like, Exorcist style. It was weird. And that was a really, really common bug. Like, I think it was something like 40% of users were affected by it. So you would think that they were aware of that at the very least. And, you know, they may have done that. We're like, well, we'll fix it on patch day.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are other games, though, that come out. Like, smaller games with single player campaigns, I feel like they should be pretty well good on release day, and they should be pretty well polished. They're not, and you know that goes in my whole anti-pre-order.
I was going
to
say, especially if you do the fucking early access,
right?
And pay for a unfinished product.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if I can get on just one small little tangent,
here we go, folks.
The one small little tangent. I know you guys talked about Overkill and Payday 2.
Yes.
It gets better. They've now started randomly assigning, what was it? I had it pulled up. Their new update adds XP and cash upgrades to weapon skins, as well as the stat boosts.
Wow.
These weapon skins that are locked behind a paywall, that are randomly generated.
You can buy them through Steam, like from other players.
Yeah. But
the bank.
But the main way that you get them is you just have to buy drills with real money to open a safe.
Well, no, like buying from other players is also real money. Like they.
Oh, yeah. But like, and that's, you know, at the markup of, you know what you're getting. But the way they want you to do it is by paying them real money for a chance at something.
Yeah.
Oh, Overkill.
Why would they add extra stuff to it? Like, with the huge backlash that they got from announcing it in the first place, why would they just, like, add rewards to it? I guess, were they trying to think, like, well, guys, we'll make it more worth your money. That's what you want, right?
Kinda.
I don't understand. If you saw the AMA that the, like, product lead guy did, especially when all the people that were, like, so, in this interview when you said, Payday 2 will never have microtransactions, and you're silly for thinking that. Care to elaborate 2 years later, now that you're doing that? Backpedal.
I'm surprised you even answered that question.
BS answer.
Time I see an AMA like that, they always avoid those kind of questions.
Well, he couldn't, because there were no other questions. It wasn't just like, hey, so, what do you think of the new Star Wars movie coming out? No, it's just, hey, you fucked us. What the fuck?
It was Ace on four different devices, just continuously
asking if it was a game that I had ever played, probably it would have been. But this is just their own community is mad enough. So.
Right. Because they've got Payday has had a hardcore community now for, you know, since release date. Because the first Payday was really, really well done.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. And everybody touted how it was, you know, one of the best games they played in a while with a, you know, small budget company that was making it. And Overkill 2, or Payday 2, rather, was the same thing. Like, it released, from a budget company with budget stuff. Like, the graphics were nothing spectacular, but the gameplay was super solid. It was super fun. It was really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And you could play with your friends, you could play by yourself, whichever you wanted to do. And everybody loved it.
Well, and then the trouble started with the console releases. Because the PS3 and Xbox 360 versions were just broken messes.
Really?
Yeah.
We couldn't keep those in stock at GameStop, I remember.
Or after one of the updates, like, they just stopped updating it. Because there was, like, a game, like, breaking glitch or something that had happened, and it was, they were just, okay, nope, you're abandoned. Same kind of thing happened with the PS4 version, just not as bad. Mm-hmm. But they've already said, like, well, we're not supporting that anymore. If you want to be able to play the game, get it on something that we're supporting, is an actual quote from one of the developers.
Ugh.
Yeah, which basically means play it on PC.
Right.
You know, that's your fault for buying it on a system that we released it for.
The microtransactions, I guess, are the only thing keeping, like, the dev studio with the updates. Like, I guess that's one downside of them constantly updating stuff and not charging for it. Like, now that they're at that 2-year mark.
And that's what they try to say, is it's like, well, you know, we still need revenue to be able to keep working on this game that you guys love so much and keep our doors open. And then people found their actual, like, financial records and what they claimed to their investors.
Uh-oh.
They were fine. They made a shit ton of money.
Because I know every year, like, it's been on Steam sales every year, and it's been, like, top-selling game every time it goes on sale.
Yeah, and those were the questions that he avoided. When people were like, okay, so that's fair. You guys need to be reimbursed for your work. Okay. But why are you trying to make it sound like you're this struggling little fledgling company that is barely getting by, when these are your profits?
Oh, yeah, because I mean, they were, again, they were, like, lower budget game. Like, whenever it came out, within the first like 2 weeks of release between PC, PS3, and 360, mm-hmm. like I think they were cutting profit at the end of the first week of release. Like, and everything since then has pretty much been gravy.
Yeah, they so that's just another little. I have to imagine that they know they're about to get sued, so they're like, yeah. Take all our money that we don't have anymore because we pissed off our entire fan base. Like that lady that tried to sue her nephew for breaking her wrist or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Where she just acted.
I haven't heard about that.
This was a couple weeks ago. It was this huge thing. Like, this lady's literally Hitler. She's Satan because she her nephew hugged her too hard at a birthday party and it broke her wrist. So she was suing him. When in reality, her insurance company was like, well, you have to go through every available avenue before we can give you any sort of money.
Wow.
So she basically kind of went out of her way to make herself seem like just this colossal
dickbag.
Yeah. Because it's like, well, his mom just died. Like it was a terrible story, like all around, but it was because this fucking insurance company's like, no.
Like that's a show I could talk about too. Fuck insurance companies.
Right.
But anyway,
not nerdy enough.
Not nerdy enough at all. that sounds like a topical Tuesday.
So Poca Centers, those are free. Thanks, Obama. I don't know.
they're putting Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow in the Nintendo eShop. There you go.
Yes. On the virtual console.
Bring this back around.
I can finally play it on something other than my phone.
Because I think, did we talk about that on Tanner Thursday?
I don't know.
I mentioned it because it was the day it released, it was the day it was announced, and I lost my shit over it.
And it looks like it's just straight up black and white OG Pokemon.
Fuck
so.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. I mean, that's what they've been doing with the virtual console, though. Mm-hmm. It's not like they've been doing HD remakes or anything.
It's just, it's kind of a big deal, though, for that, because the only Game Boy games we've gotten on virtual console, if I remember right, was through the Pioneer package or whatever it's called. Like, if you were one of the original people that paid the $250 price tag for the 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
They lowered the price, like, 6 months after it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that bought it...
For the original price.
Yeah, for the original price, and then even like a couple of months into the new price.
Mm-hmm.
All got this package of, I think it's called the Pioneer package. Shannon, what's the name of the package that, what was it? Ambassador Program.
For the 3DS?
Yes. Thank you, Billy. And / Shannon, sort of.
I'll be over here.
Thanks, Shannon, for listening.
The Ambassador Program. Yeah, you got a bunch of like old school Game Boy games, Game Boy Color games. And that was the only way you could get those, because they never did do the rest of the library for Virtual Console.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of a big deal that anybody can buy these, because it's the first set of Game Boy games released to the general public.
Wario Land 3.
Was it?
Yeah, that was another one that was announced, or it's been out for a while. Because that was, like, my first Game Boy Color game that I ever owned, and whenever I saw that,
So maybe they do have more than a few.
I wonder if, because I know that's clearly, like, the people that are going to buy that first are going to be, like, people like us that grew up with Pokemon, and that was like, you know, the first, we were there for that first wave, like we were right in that demographic. But I wonder if there's going to be any sort of, not like, definitely not backlash, that's too strong of a word, but like if some of the younger kids now that have grown up on like Black and White and X and Y, like if they go back and play those and be
or,
like,
or even Ruby and Sapphire, like the ones that are in color,
yeah, like if they go back and like try to play Red and Blue and just be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
this is terrible.
I can't imagine they would like it.
50 Pokemon. Fuck this, mom.
why is it so blocky?
They don't even look like down? They don't even look like the Pokemon. They're those weird shaped ones.
Yeah, and they made the weird like
noises. They still kind of do, except for fucking Pikachu.
Right?
Pikachu
gets
his anime.
That's Pikachu. Gonna be the one I buy. I'm buying Yellow. That's will always probably be my favorite Pokemon game.
Well, that's the one that I'm running on my emulator on my phone.
Because my first one
hypothetically
ever was Blue, but yeah,
if
I definitely
you had
like
such
Yellow.
A thing.
Actually, I think my favorite Pokemon game ever was Silver.
It was better.
Yeah. I remember because this was before I had like readily access to the internet, other than like being at school, because like we didn't have a computer at home. The only way that I had any sort of news on Pokemon was when my mom when I went to the grocery store with my mom. And I would go to the magazines and just, like, I would always read the WWE magazine. And then I would read, like, Nintendo Power or Game Informer or something like that. And anytime they had any sort of news about, like, Gold and Silver coming out. Because it started with that that picture of Meryl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
you know, new Pokemon.
Because it was literally, like, I can't remember the name of the Japanese magazine that Reddit always, like, takes their screens from.
Famitsu?
Something like that. But
FAM something something T H U. Yeah.
So that's what the magazines would post. They'd be like, oh, here's a screen from another magazine that we're going to put in. And it's like, you can't read anything, but like, look at the new Team Rocket. Look at, you know, oh, here's, there's going to be 100 different Pokemon, like on top of the original ones. And I'm just like reading this. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's in color.
And, yeah, oh it was in gosh. Color. That was a huge yeah. deal. And they're like, 8 more gyms.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of glad they didn't continue that trend. In that, I'm glad that when Ruby and Sapphire came out, that you didn't have to then go through Johto
mm-hmm.
and then through Kanto.
I disagree.
But now people are asking for that. They want the game that's got all the different regions in it.
I mean, that would be... I want an MMO to be that.
Yeah.
That's Pokemon Go.
Not exactly.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I would really like to see a Pokemon MMO. Like,
everyone would. Everyone would love to see a Pokemon Snap for the Wii U. That's using true. The gamepad controller.
Lose my shit.
Even the guy who created the first Pokemon Snap did an interview, and he's like, oh, yeah, people are always asking about it, but, I mean, everybody has a camera now. Back in, like, when it first came out, that was kind of a thing that not everyone had, you know, ready access to.
Is that a hint?
No, it's him saying, like, well, unless there's some kind of new technology breakthrough, like, don't expect it. Don't expect a new Pokemon Snap. It's not going to happen.
That's but it's, so unfortunate.
It is. It's so, it goes back to my theory that Nintendo does not like money.
Dad joke. Whenever we get the ability to put our hands through the screen, we'll have Pokemon Slap.
The build-up for that was not worth it.
I said bad joke.
No, you said dad joke.
That's a dad joke.
No, it's not. Mm-mm. No.
I didn't say Pokemon. Is that what I fucked up?
You have to say Pokemon.
Yeah, that's what you fucked up in all of that. That's what you fucked up.
You have to say Pokemon.
We're all disappointed because you didn't say Pokemon.
Am I wrong?
Yes! Ace is going to kill you.
Probably.
Like, I just see... I see apathy.
No, it's kill.
It's just disgust and sadness.
So, a psychic walks
into... The Dalton 1-2 combo.
Nope, let's not do this, Stephanie. We can't devolve into bad jokes.
Yeah, no, please no.
But I love this one.
Fine, tell your joke.
A psychic walks into a clothing store and likes this one shirt, and the sales associate holds up a small. It's like, is this the right size? You're like, no, I'm a medium.
You know, that was all right. No.
Ba-dum-bum.
Anyway.
Get it?
Ace was going to make psychics. A joke.
No, I wasn't.
Psychics are also known as mediums.
Oh, I got it.
And medium is a shirt size.
I got it. It's not a lack of not getting it.
Some people wear a medium. There are other sizes available.
Well, for Dalton Mann, sure. Stephanie, for Jesse Kimball, for me. It's been Nerd Up. You guys have a good time. Bye.
You can't do the outro. This is my show. So for me and you know, Asa did it better. Good night, everybody.
Bye.